The build-up to Christmas can be really stressful and tiring. Buying gifts, planning holidays and family get-togethers. Trying to get everything done before Christmas can be a nightmare. Hi, I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Personally, I struggle with buying gifts and trying to find the perfect gift for the special people in my life. Today I'm going to share more about trying to find the perfect gift. I don't find shopping that much fun, and shopping for gifts isn't my favourite thing to do. It's not that I don't like giving presents, it's that I struggle to find the right one. So often I leave it to the last minute to buy the gift, but it's not because I'm lazy, well, I don't think so. It's usually because I've sweated over what to buy, and I can't make up my mind, or I can't find what I was looking for. Sometimes even my good ideas seem silly when it actually comes to buying the gift. With Christmas fast approaching, my stress levels have gone up again. What should I buy? Thankfully, my wife buys most of the presents for our family, which only leaves me to buy a few of them, including a present for my wife. It's not that she's difficult to buy for, it's more the stress I get myself into, thinking about it and wanting it to be really special for her. How do you go about buying presents for someone special? Is it easy or difficult? What if it was for someone very special, and you wanted it to be perfect? Thinking about gifts reminds me of the wise men in the Christmas Nativity story. I wonder if they were stressed about what gift to bring the newborn king. Imagine, these wise men from the east had been tracking stars and their meanings for years. Then suddenly a special star appears. All of their studies and observations had told them that a new king had been born. So they planned to visit him. But they couldn't go empty-handed. But what do you buy a king, especially a king you haven't met? A king whose birth has been told by the stars and creation itself. This is no ordinary person and no ordinary king. This is a very special king. So what would you buy for this very special king? The wise men chose gold, incense and myrrh. Maybe we'd still like to receive gifts of gold and perfume today. They sound okay for a grown-up, but not necessarily for a baby. Imagine visiting a close friend or family member who's just had a baby with these kind of gifts. They'd probably expect that the gifts were for mum and dad, rather than the child. So did the wise men stuff up? Did they damage their reputation as wise men? Did they succumb to the stress and make a snap decision when choosing gifts for this very special king? Well, these gifts make more sense when we see the meaning behind them. The symbols of value representing our earthly possessions, our life on earth, and also life after death. Gold for our possessions, incense for our life on earth, and myrrh for life after death. The wise men were actually being very wise by saying that this little baby was a king who would rule over the earth, and life and death itself. Powerful presents for a powerful king, a king who would grow up to save the world. However, the wise men didn't only have the stress of choosing the gift, they had the stress of travel. It wasn't just a quick trip around the block or to a neighbouring town. They had to track him down across continents. They were completely committed to finding this newborn king. First, they went to Jerusalem, where the king of the Jews lived. When they arrived there, they asked King Herod, who, after reading the Bible, read to them that the new king was to be born in Bethlehem. So off they went again, travelling to Bethlehem. The star they had been following guided them and stopped over the place where this very special king was. Surprisingly, he was living in very humble conditions. I wonder what the wise men thought after travelling so far to end up in a place like this. Yet here they bowed down and worshipped the baby Jesus. These wise men from the east, who had carefully chosen their gifts and travelled far to get there, worshipped this baby as their king. In doing so, they not only gave these material gifts, but they also gave themselves. These wise men from far away in the east planned to bring gifts to the king, but ended up receiving a greater gift in return. They met God in the baby Jesus, face to face. The wise men had gone through all that stress, but ultimately they didn't need to bring a thing. They were given the gift of meeting Jesus Christ and having a relationship with him. Their lives changed forever. You're listening to Messages of Hope, and I've been speaking about trying to buy the perfect gift for someone for Christmas. Along with the wise men, there was another story going on at that time of Jesus' birth. Shepherds were in paddocks outside the town. They were looking after and protecting the smelly sheep in damp and cold paddocks. Suddenly, angels appeared with a message and told them to go and visit a newborn baby in Bethlehem. I can imagine this news led them into a mad scramble. Smelly shepherds meeting a newborn baby whom the angels said was going to be the saviour of the world. What could they bring as a gift? There were no shops open at that time of night, and they had nothing of value on them. All they could do was to simply bring themselves. So off they went, as the angels had told them, smelly, dirty, and probably the last people you'd expect to meet a newborn king. Instead of giving a gift, they received the greatest gift of all time. They too got to meet Jesus. And as a result of receiving the gift of Jesus, they went out and told everyone they met what they had experienced. The joy of meeting the little baby Jesus, who is going to save the world. This is still true for us today. Today we hear that Jesus, the promised Saviour of the world, has come to save us. Not just the people who saw him 2,000 years ago, but he came for you and me too. I still remember the birth of my children with great joy. Yes, there were sleepless nights, pain for my wife, and our lives had changed forever. But there is joy in new birth. It's cause for celebration not just for the parents, but also for the wider family and community. And in Mary and Joseph's case, shepherds from outside of town and wise men from far away in the east. What an impact Jesus had made in all of those lives, especially the life of Mary. What a gift Jesus was for all of them, so much so that Mary's heart sang for joy. The gift of Jesus is not only for them, but for all of us. That's what we celebrate at Christmas, hence the name Christ in the Word. At Christmas we celebrate the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, the Saviour of the world coming into the world for us. What an amazing gift that is right in front of us that we don't even have to rush out and buy. A free gift that can make the world of difference in anyone's life, including ours. So what to buy this Christmas? Now on my list are some of the most special gifts I could give. Not the latest home or entertainment appliance, not the latest technology device, not jewellery or perfume, but a gift that is more valuable than any of these. As the wise men and shepherds gave themselves, I too can give myself. We can often overlook what is most important, and what is important is our relationships with each other. Giving ourselves to love and serve each other is a gift that is much more valuable than any material gift, and lasts much longer than anything else. That's what Jesus gives to us, himself. Jesus gives us all his peace, joy, and hope. He gives the gift of his love and friendship, which he gives no matter what we've done. Even if we've ignored and hurt him or other people in our lives, Jesus is quick to forgive and help us. All the material gifts in the world, all the money in the world, can't buy the love, joy, peace, and hope that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's a gift not only for this world, but for all time. And the free gift of Jesus can be shared with others too. We can share his love by forgiving, serving, and sacrificing ourselves for others. By doing this, we're giving the greatest gift of all time, Jesus, the very special King. This is Messages of Hope. For more information on what Christmas is all about and what it means for you and your family, go to messagesofhope.org.au. You'll find a free booklet called What is Christmas? It tells the familiar Christmas story alongside a more modern version. The two stories, woven together, will give you a fresh perspective of what the Christmas story is really about and how it's still relevant for our lives today. For your free copy of What is Christmas? Go to messagesofhope.org.au or phone free call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. I hope you can join us again next week for another message of hope. Real hope to cope with life's challenges.